Today is Tuesday, April 16th. The title for our devotional is The Spirit, Our Helper. Yesterday, we saw that Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of God operates in truth. Satan operates in falsehood. Therefore, the pursuit of truth is a spiritual endeavor. Looking again at the farewell discourse of John 13-17, we see Jesus encouraging and comforting his disciples who are concerned about his statement that he is leaving them and they cannot go where he is going. He comforts them by telling them that he will send them the Holy Spirit. Three times, he refers to the Holy Spirit as, quote, the helper. Let's read John 14:15-17 and verses 25-26 and then John 16:7. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. John 14:25-26, these things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 16:7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Tomorrow, we will look more deeply at how the Helper, the Holy Spirit, helps believers. But for today, let's look at this word translated as helper. The word in Greek is parakletos, so you may have heard of the Holy Spirit referred to as the paraclete. That's where this comes from. It's only used five times in the New Testament, all by the Apostle John. It literally means to call alongside, or one who is called alongside. In secular Greek, in the first century, it was often used as a reference to a helper in court, that is, like a witness, or someone who helps argue your case on your behalf. In 1 John 2:1, John uses it to refer to Jesus as one who, quote, intercedes for us. That's why in John 14, he says that Jesus says that he will give you another helper. Jesus is also our helper, our one who intercedes for us and helps us. So this is a difficult word to translate in English because there isn't an English word that solely conveys the idea of the Greek word. We can get at it, but not one that solely conveys that idea. It's often translated as counselor, advocate, helper, or comforter. So in his commentary on the Gospel of John, D.A. Carson writes this that I think will help us tease out and get to the meaning of the word. He says, counselor is not wrong, so long as legal counselor is understood, not camp counselor or marriage counselor, and even so, the paraclete's ministry extends beyond the legal sphere. The same limitation afflicts advocate. Comforter was not bad in Elizabethan English when the verb to comfort meant to strengthen, give succor to, or encourage, to aid, from the Latin comfortar, to strengthen. In today's ears, comforter sounds either like a quilt or like a do-gooder at a wake, and for most speakers of English should be abandoned. He goes on, helper is not bad, but has overtones of being subordinate or inferior. Overtones clearly absent in John 14:16. End quote. With all that said, you don't have to know Greek or read all the commentaries to get at the meaning of the term. Most study Bibles will have a note on it. If various English translations have different translations of the word, you can usually get at the meaning by looking at those different translations and seeing how they all kind of work together. So when we look at the words counselor, advocate, helper, comforter, we see that Jesus is revealing the Holy Spirit to be the one who comes alongside, comes to the aid of believers to strengthen, encourage, and support them in their faith. So for reflection time today, how have you experienced the Holy Spirit as the helper, the advocate, the comforter, and the counselor in your spiritual life? How have you been strengthened, encouraged, and supported by him? Reflect on some stories and maybe journal on them to revisit later.